Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing near you? Hello, ma'am?
Yes,
are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am, yes.
All right. 1 minute, please.
Okay. Well, it's actually not for me. It's for my grandmother, who is 77, I'm sorry.
All right. May I have your zip code, please, for her?
Oh, God. All that information. I'm sorry, I didn't think I was going to get to talk to anybody. She lives in Hartsell, Alabama.
What is, hold on 1 minute. Don't hang up yet. Hold on.
Okay. Sorry, I should have been more prepared. I wasn't sure I'd get anybody, so I've had such a tough time.
I know, when we don't get the answer right away, we think it's going to always be like that. But no, you've gotten through, ma'am. So may I have the city, please?
Yes, she is in Hartsell, Alabama.
Spell it, please.
H-A-R-T. What now?
So the phone keeps going in and out, so I'm not quite clear on every word. So just spell that city for me, please.
Okay, it's Hartsell, so it's H-A-R-T-S-E-L-L-E.
Thank you.
Layla, no, no map. Call PP.
So, ma'am?
Yes.
I want to be honest, you can go on the website,
mm-hmm.
you can go on website and put in free COVID-19 vaccine testing sites, Hartsell, Alabama, just to know that, okay?
Okay.
You can do that as well. So we have, I'm looking at limited information here.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can go on site. So I'm going to give you some information now. Hold on 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
Thank you. There's information all over the place.
Okay.
So just be aware of that. You're not limited to anyone or any situation.
Okay.
Do you know what's close to Hartsell?
So it's Morgan County, and
Morgan?
Decatur is, yes, yeah, Morgan County.
Which one's closer?
Decatur's close, right now up from Hartsell.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me give you 3 different sites, all right?
Okay.
When you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
American Family Care Clinic.
Okay.
Address is 2604 Highway 31 South.
Okay.
2604 US 31 South, Decatur,
okay.
Alabama,
35603. Okay.
That phone number is 256.
Okay.
445.
Okay.
3100.
Okay.
Phone number hours 8 to 6 p.m. Morgan
okay.
County. Then we have the Huntsville Hospital Urgent Care.
Okay.
That address is 1115 Belt Line Road Southeast, Unit 400. Decatur, Alabama, 35601.
Okay. Okay. Does it give
that phone number? Yes, 256.
Okay.
898.
Okay.
3004.
Okay.
That is 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And Saturdays, it opens 9 a.m. I don't know the closing hour.
That's fine. I can look all that up. That's fine.
Okay. And then we have the Morgan County Health Department.
Okay, I will tell you, I have tried to call them. I had tried my aunt, actually, and I cannot get anybody to answer. I went through the number they gave. And
yeah, I gave you, tell me this is the number, 256-353-7021.
353-7021. Let me look, because I mean, I have been calling.
8:30 to 11 a.m.
Yeah.
That's the number. And their address is 3821 Highway 31, South Decatur?
Yep. Yeah, okay. That's the one. And you can't get nobody on the phone. But I know my aunt got hers there last week because she's a health essential worker. And
right.
I don't know. I've already signed my nanny up, but it's going to be a while. And I'm really wanting her to get it because, you know, she has a lot of health problems. And anyway,
well, ma'am,
so that's why I called.
Very realistically, yeah, very realistically, these phone calls are great, but you can go to locations and
mm-hmm.
see, you know, just you can be out of the box, be creative. And like you said at the beginning of this conversation, you did not expect to get through. So maybe you think you will not get that opportunity for your aunt, but you can. You just go, inquire, press through legally, and ask. And you will find there's a lot of opportunity happening, but people are generally just calling and waiting for people to help them. You go and be proactive.
Yeah, that's what I've been. Yeah, so I signed her up through for a Pullman Regional program they're doing, but you know, like you said, it may be a couple weeks. So, but she is signed up through that. But I was trying to go ahead and get her in. But okay, I will try those places first and see if I can't get her something sooner or something scheduled within the next week or so.
Excellent.
Okay, well, thank you for all your help. I appreciate it. And then they're releasing it for, I am a health care, I'm a nurse, but I'm not working right now. So since I have you on the phone, but I am about to go back to work PRN. Will I have an issue trying to get one?
No, just get on, just call the vaccine. They're signing up everyone. It's pre-registration. But because you're a nurse in your own facility, in your own facility, you should look for what is your advantage.
Well, I don't work right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not employed, but I'm about to be going back in the next couple months.
I can give you several numbers dealing with nurses themselves if that it is advantageous for you.
Yeah,
in terms
that
of,
would help. Yeah.
Okay, 334.
Yeah,
314.
Go ahead one more time. So this is just I'm in Birmingham.
This is. Yeah, these are just specific. These are just this phone number for. Questions about the vaccine, but they're nurses. They are nurses themselves. So being that you're a nurse, you can inquire or, you know, it's whatever advantage it is to you as a nurse.
Oh, okay.
So they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. People usually call these nurses for information about the vaccine or the opportunity to get a shot or their opinion. But because you're a nurse, if you have extended questions, I figure you can talk to the nurses.
Okay.
So did you get the first number, 334-314-9789? And then you have 334-451-0262.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, 334-451-4571. And you do have the vaccine appointment number. That's the one you've made the appointments for your family? The 855 number, 855-566?
No, I don't think I've had, let me see, 855-566. What's the other?
5333. That's the pre-registration line.
Okay.
And that's it?
Okay. Yes, yeah, thank you so much for all your help. We are trying to get everybody vaccinated, so.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to live normally again one day.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of the day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.